A quick message before the episode gets underway. I'd just like to say how wonderful your business or event is. Our other listeners, of whom there are many, probably want to know about it too, right now at the start of the show. And isn't it great that you can use such a locally focused platform such as the RG10 podcast to let people know about it? So why not advertise with us or sponsor an episode or series? Find out more at the end of the show. Welcome to the RG10 podcast, brought to you by the people behind RG10 magazine. The aim is to bring you interviews, information and entertainment. In fact, anything interesting that's relevant to living around here. In 2017, the little town of Quincy in the north of France were looking for a twin town in the UK. They wanted somewhere similar to them, a place with about 7,000 people, near a bigger town and full of fine, upstanding people. After intensive research, they found exactly what they were looking for. You've guessed it, Twyford. They got in touch with the parish council, who embraced the idea. Documents were signed and Quincy and Twyford became twins. This happened in March 2018, which means it's 5 years since the deal was struck, which of course calls for a celebration. And that's exactly what Twyford Twinning Association decided to do a few days ago at Loddon Hall. I went along to find out more and spoke to Hazel Evans, chairman of the Twyford Twinning Association.
It's on the edge of Douay, a larger town. It's got hairdressers and a bar, and I think it's got about one shop. It actually is quite small.
It's small, but isn't it? There's a big but coming
but
here.
But it's got a huge Carrefour down the road where they all do their shopping.
I didn't mean the Carrefour, I meant the car factory.
I know, and then the other side of the town is this massive Renault factory. So there's a lot of people who work in Quincy, who live in Quincy, actually work at the Renault factory. So it's a big employer in the area. Yeah. But they have a very active town council. The mayor is very, very enthusiastic about all this twinning process and always takes part in everything that we do, you know, always there to welcome us, and it's great. It's worked really well so far.
Now, the Twinning Association itself, is it all Francophiles? How's it worked?
Well, you don't necessarily have to speak French to be interested in going to France. So the people in Quincy, a lot of them are very keen to learn English. There are people who teach English classes to adults there, and they like to try out their English on us. So you don't necessarily have to speak French to get involved in twinning. But obviously it's nice if you do, because you can speak to more people that way. And likewise, when they come over here, they're all trying to speak English, but it helps if you know a few words in French, perhaps, you know, to help them along a bit. But we muddle through, it's fine, you know, we have a great time.
So what are the kind of events that have been held, that kind of thing, not just here in Twyford on your own, but also joint events?
One of the main things we wanted to do when we first became twinned is we wanted to go there for the 100 years armistice celebrations. Yeah. And there actually is a British cemetery in Quincy, British First World War cemetery. And we had this fantastic celebration commemoration with us and Twyford people and Quincy people. And we laid wreaths and we took a piper with us. Who led the band, and it was a very significant event, you know, to commemorate the 100 years of armistice. So that was quite amazing. We had a joint concert with one of their choirs in Quincy and the High Voltage Choir in Twyford, and we went over there and had a concert in this wonderful concert hall that they have, which is brilliant acoustics, so we were very impressed.
And football tournaments as well.
Yes, well, football is one of the big successes, because our Comets Football Club have got involved with Quincy, and their under-13s team have been out there every year since we got twinned, and there is a twinning cup and Twyford have won it twice now. And so Quansey are coming over in, we're going over there in June. And then they're coming back here in July, and they will be very keen to win it back, I think.
I believe that the pandemic had quite an impact on events
indeed.
And stuff as well. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, that was a bit of a shame, really, because we had to cancel an awful lot of things. We had a big concert planned. They were coming over here, and we had a big concert planned. We had all sorts of everything booked, and that all went pear-shaped. We couldn't do that. So all we could do during the pandemic was to have Zoom sessions with our friends in Quansey, who we'd got to know a bit by then, so we were able to chat on Zoom.
But did that kind of open things up at all? Is that something you've carried through post-pandemic?
Well, one of the things they do want to do is there's an English teacher in Quansey who is very keen to set up some Zoom sessions with English people so that his French students can speak English. I went to one of his classes and chatted to his students, and they're all very enthusiastic to learn English, and they would love to speak to some English people, you know, to hear a proper English accent, because never quite
proper
the same.
Twyford accent.
Well, absolutely.
What then is going on tonight, and what are you hoping to get from it?
Well, we've had a couple of coffee mornings. It's really more an awareness-raising activity and trying to get more members and to explain to people in Twyford that we exist, because a lot of people don't know about the Twinning Association. But this is our first attempt at an evening do, so we thought, you know, we want to get, you know, the younger population of Twyford to find out about us, and I'm sure there are lots of people who would love to get involved in twinning with Quansey, and perhaps visit Quansey in the future.
Yeah, you've got quite the setup. It's a wonderful ambiance. I don't know what the French word is for ambiance. There we go. At least you got that joke. Finally, what are the aims? What are the hopes for the Twyford Twinning Association? What would you like to see over the next 5 years?
Well, we have got quite a lot of things planned, and we just want more and more societies in Twyford to realise that they could actually make a trip over to Quansey, because they have these great sporting facilities. You know, they've got table tennis clubs, they've got tennis clubs, they've got a badminton club, they play pétanque. I mean, we could play pétanque, no reason why not. So there are lots of different things that happen in Twyford that may have a counterpart in Quansey that we could arrange an exchange with. So anyone who's interested in something, like cycling, for example, they have a really active cycling club. Now, Twyford's a bit old. It hasn't actually got a cycling club as such, but there are a lot of people who cycle.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to arrange a trip of interested cyclists to Quansey in the near future, possibly this year. So that should be great fun.
So essentially, if people are willing to use their imagination, if they've got any ideas, just get in touch, because there's bound to be something that essentially use the fact that we've got a twin over in France and make the most of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and get to know people out there. I mean, I've now got lots of friends in Quansey. You know, I consider them my friends, because I've been over there about three or four times, and they're really friendly, and they love having us over there. So it's a great opportunity to visit another country, to get to know some French people, to try your language if you've got a little bit of French, you know, and just generally enjoy sampling food from France and having a good time.
That was Hazel Evans, chairman of the Twyford Twinning Association. Thanks so much for listening to the RG10 podcast. We're now into the fourth year of the show and have built up a growing number of listeners and viewers. Yes, you can watch the podcast on YouTube and see clips on social media too. And if you sponsor or advertise with us, you'll be speaking directly to local and engaged potential customers, just like I am to you. Finally, if you've got any thoughts about who or what we can include in future episodes, then please do let us know via the rg10mag.com website or on any of our various social media channels. Thanks for listening.